Great day, amazing humans. Yes. And welcome to Thriving Thursdays on the Own Your Thrive podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Woo! Back with another episode of Thriving Thursday on the Own Your Thrive podcast. I am joined by the amazing, the phenomenal, the ever so kind, Ms. Mamone!
Thanks, I should say
Mrs. Mamone. I forgot. Sorry, mister.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's so fine. Happy to be back. Always excited to share a really deep conversation with you, but we keep it short. Mm-hmm. And today's no different. So you want to jump in?
Yes, let's go. Are we dialoguing today? What are we doing? What's the topic?
Yeah, you know, there's a very profound podcast that I was deeply interested in, which was one of Brené Brown's podcasts, where she talks about comparative suffering. Okay, so, you know, really, I would love to know your thoughts on, do you think that your struggle needs to be worse than someone else's for yours to be valid?
Wow. So am I allowed to turn this on you?
You can, but I know your listeners want to know what you think.
No, because we're friends.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. No question.
And this is a real life situation. Yeah. So you recently lost your father.
Yep.
And for those that are listening, if you haven't, please take in Gabby's episode. It's, I don't remember the number. I should know the number offhand. But it was a few episodes ago where she shares, we shared a memory of her dad. So
thank you.
It's very beautiful. And shortly after that, we're also in a pandemic, and we're also in a movement, right? Mm-hmm. There's a racial uprise right now. And how do you feel about where you are? Because I know that you reached out to me. Mm-hmm. Right. And I, in the same conversation, would ask you, well, how are you doing? Like, we both didn't disqualify each other's pain or suffering in that moment. And regardless of which one was more sort of in the forefront at the, mm-hmm. at that time. Mm-hmm. So.
Thank you. First, I also want to thank you again for that tribute to my dad. That was a beautiful episode where we talked about the one thing that my dad didn't teach me. And it was quite cathartic. So thank you very much for that. I'm really grateful. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about comparative suffering, if it's bad for you, if it's bad for them, I mean, I believe that everyone deserves to be heard. And if we compare ourselves with other people, mm-hmm. I actually feel there could be a little bit of bitterness or concerned statements that almost don't need to be said, mm-hmm. because we don't want to withdraw from people. Mm-hmm. We really want to understand and listen to what everyone has to say. And so when, you know, one person feels the need to discuss, you know, what they're going through in their suffering, mm-hmm. I don't think you need to be worse than someone else for it to be valid. Everyone mm-hmm. has their own story. Everyone mm-hmm. has their own challenges. And I think that we don't need for one to finish another before we can talk about another. I think there can always be open dialogue to talk about our suffering. I don't think mm-hmm. we need to compare. It's not a contest, you know?
And I also think we deprive, like, so for example, so Brené Brown, you know, so she talks about this a lot. And there was one thing that I had remembered and I hope I get this right, but so if you take, I think she had made a comparison to a refugee in Syria, and you don't need to show that person more kindness than you would your neighbor that's going through a divorce. That the refugee in Syria is not going to benefit more because you're suddenly devoting all of your kindness energy to them versus your neighbor who also needs your kindness because they're going through a divorce. And and it's funny because I think in our last Thriving Thursday, we talked about holding space.
Yep.
And I truly believe as humans, we have the capacity to hold space for everyone.
Yep.
And for everyone, their problem could be everything. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? In a moment. And if anything, it's holding space for them. If it, it's giving them heart, it's giving them an opportunity to vet, to get some love back from mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. And it might be also an opportunity for you to help them see a different perspective, irrespective mm-hmm. of what may be causing the pain, the fear, the hurt, mm-hmm. or the feelings of scarcity, whatever it might be, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's a hugely important topic. And not to steal more of this conversation, but I recognize that when, you know, at the onset of the Black Lives Matter movement, the recent, not the onset like years ago, yeah. but I'm talking about with the George Floyd murder okay. and it becoming sort of the adrenaline rush that followed. And there was a lot of white people
yeah.
that came up to me and said, you know, and I would be like, how are you doing? They're like, oh, you know what? It's okay. You don't worry about, like, forget about me right now, but how are you doing? And I'm like, yeah. no. I actually want to start with you. Because I get that this is in the news. I get that this is the wind, but this pain I carry is no different than the pain you carry. Because
yeah.
it's the pain in your life. It's your lived experience. And this is my lived experience. Mm-hmm. And one does not overshadow the other. And I made sure of that because I have never tried to make my husband might say something different.
Does Easton listen to these podcasts?
To a human outside of my husband, I'm not trying to beat your pain. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to beat you in the, you know? And so I think it's really, really important. And if there's anything I could take from anyone that's listening is really back to that, the importance of being willing to give everybody space for yeah. For the space that they need for the journey that they're in.
Did you find that during this time where there's this movement for Black Lives Matter, that people were hesitant in reaching out to you because they were afraid that you were going through your own kind of like your own challenges that they almost didn't want to talk to you about theirs?
Yeah. So there was definitely fear. A lot of people didn't know what to say. A lot of people didn't want to say. I actually wrote a LinkedIn article. It was less for me because it actually, the return from the article was a lot of people reaching out to me and I was like, no, it wasn't really for me.
Yeah.
But it was for a lot of my friends in the Black community that no one was saying anything. And silence was just, I'm just not tolerating silence anymore. Yep. Sorry. It just means good that you're not for me, you know?
Yep.
And so I definitely would say that I presented an energy that I hoped would allow people to know that even if they didn't know what to say, just telling me that was okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So I do recognize there were some people that didn't say anything, but once they saw me giving them permission to, I feel that helped.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wonderful. Do you think that, some people have guilt when it comes to this topic? And, you know, if they do, how do they remedy themselves of that?
Huge amount of guilt. But here's the thing. Guilt is not a strategy and guilt is not a solution. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, for sure.
So as
but
far
we're
as
human. Yeah.
Ah, yes, I get it.
Okay.
But you also didn't. So the question is, check your guilt.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say articulate what. Tell me what that guilt is.
Yeah.
Because if that guilt is attached to, well, you know, I recognize my unconscious bias. I recognize where I have really been the aggressor, whatever I've done wrong in this regard. Maybe they've submitted some microaggressions. So in those regards, if your guilt is attached to that, then check your guilt.
Yeah.
And then don't come with guilt. Just come with the truth. You know, but if your guilt is like, I feel so guilty that I didn't know. And I said, you didn't know? I said, would you change your life with a Black person right now? Okay. So, you know, yeah. Like, would you change places with a Black person right now? And if you would not jump into those shoes, then you know. So it's not guilt. You understand? Yeah. Like, so I always, so that's my thing is just check the guilt. Like, I didn't really, I know it sounds maybe insensitive. Right now I don't have tolerance for guilt.
Yeah.
Guilt is not a strategy.
Yeah.
Guilt is not in replacement of, you know, being for the movement.
Yep.
And then the other place is it might be misplaced. So just check it. Yeah.
No, and you're absolutely right. And you know, what I'm gathering is that comparative suffering is not good for anyone.
No.
And our level of discomfort or challenge, it's not more or it's not less valid based on how it compares to someone else. You know, would you say, because we're going to wrap up, we've got about a minute left on this episode, what would you say are kind of some lasting words for someone that is going through some sort of a challenge? And if they're comparing themselves to someone else, what should they do?
I think the first thing is be kind to yourself. And know that whatever you're going through is important enough for you to express.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy. Protect your health. And protecting your health is not staying silent about what might be crushing you right now.
Yeah.
And the other thing is recognize there's enough space in this earth for all of us to share our pain. There is.
Yeah. Thank you. You are one powerful, empathetic, and loving woman. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
Problem. And you too.
You
helped me sort of articulate what I was saying, although I feel like I was jumbled up in words.
No, anyway. You did well.
So Gabby, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. This is where we say we're out.
Bye-bye. So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.